Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Luke chapter 11 verses 5 through 13. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. To the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" We have this reading today that's, we get this line that we hear a lot, right? Asking you will receive, seeking you will find, knocking the door will be open to you. And it's this beautiful prayer. It's this beautiful revelation of God's heart that he's a father who wants to give to his kids, who has so many good things that he wants to pour into our lives. But in his goodness and his love, he actually allows us to be the ones who limit ourselves, right? That we are the ones who actually can decide whether we receive or not. That we get, he's not going to force anything on us, but he wants our hearts to actually sincerely seek, ask, and knock. And I think this is something we're aware of, but I wonder how often we typically do it. I know in my life, there are so many things going on. And so often I forget to actually ask. So often I forget to actually seek. So often I forget to knock. I just kind of go through life and make it from morning till night. And I can look back at the end of the day and genuinely wonder, where did I actually ask for the Lord here? Where did I seek him? Where did I knock? Because he says, everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And it's such a telling thing of what his desire is as a father, right? How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We have such a good Father who wants to give the Holy Spirit to us, who wants to give good gifts to us. But he actually is saying it's up to us to ask and to be persistent. It's all about persistence in this. I think so often when we do ask, we ask real quickly and kind of move on with our day and not actually be persistent in it, not actually pursue God's heart in it, not actually be vigorous in our pursuit of what we believe God is calling us. I mean, we all know times in our life where there's been a kid. I grew up in a large family, have lots of cousins, and so often, you know, I have a younger cousin who wants to play and I'm like, okay, I'll play in a little bit. And they'll keep bugging me. And finally, okay, I'm just going to do it now so I don't have to keep hearing this. And we do it out of, you know, just exasperation half the time. But God does it out of love, but he wants persistence. Why? Because he wants to see our hearts in it. I think sometimes we wonder why we have to keep asking for things. If God is so good and he really truly loves us, why do we even have to ask at all? Why doesn't he just give it to us? Well, because God isn't in the business of just giving us things just to give them, but it's actually to align our hearts with his. Every gift God gives us is an invitation to go deeper into his heart. But part of that involves seeking, right? It's asking and seeking and knocking. All those are actions we take. And the reason sometimes it takes a while that he wants persistence is he actually wants to see, where is our heart in the process? Are we just asking because we want something? Or are we actually asking because there's a part of our heart that is formed by this? There's part of ourselves, our being, that is actually being transformed in the asking. Right, it's again. I may have used this analogy before, but on Easter, right, when Easter eggs are hidden, it's not meant for so that you never find it. It's actually so that you do find it. But there's a process along that actually is fun, right? The whole process of finding an Easter egg is fun, and though our process of maybe seeking out God's heart or seeking out answers to things or knocking or whatever it might be, maybe it's not always fun, but it's forming. It actually forms us to not just be people who are just always asking because of our own personal selfish desires, but in the persistence, it purifies our hearts. It purifies our pursuit. And so we have a beautiful Father who loves us so much that he wants to give us gifts and wants to purify our hearts in the process. That it's not just about the gift itself, but it's about the gift giver. Because he doesn't want us to actually feel like we have to earn something. And he also doesn't want us to feel like to make the gift the idol itself, but to actually lead it all back to him. So my encouragement is to seek, to ask, to pursue, to be persistent in it, to not ask because you're fearful of not getting, but to come confident knowing we have a Father who loves us, and to be persistent in it knowing that the process forms you. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on Luke chapter 11. My name is Joseph, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless.